Welcome. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This podcast helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
You may be surprised to hear from us this week. We've decided to bring you strategies to struggle well every single week again. The three of us are going to go solo and interview a mom struggling well that we're interested in ourselves. And our hope is that this will give you a wider variety of resources to help you not run away from home.
Strugs have been emailing us with guest suggestions, people that they would love to hear us interview. If you know of a resource or a person that is helping you struggle well, email us at hello@momstrugglingwell.com and we will check them out.
But don't worry, there are no changes to the regular shows where the three of us are all together. These interviews are just an additional free podcast for you to enjoy so that you will never miss a Monday of Struggling Well. We're so excited to share our solo interviews in the new year. For now, please enjoy this rebroadcast.
Hey ladies, it's Emily and Katie back in your ear holes for another episode of the Struggling Sisters podcast.
Thank you so much for being a Patreon member and showing your support with dollars and cents.
This episode is entitled
Worthless
Middle School. And it wouldn't be possible without your support of the show.
So today, as always, we're going to tell you what's giving us life, what's killing us softly, plus would you...
To be determined.
Plus, and are you into that?
Okay, so giving me life.
What?
At my church, which by the way, I can say the first time in my life, I have gotten out of the habit of going to church.
Okay.
I always go to church. I love going to church.
Right.
So we're going back to church this coming Sunday.
Okay.
They tried it outside for a while, and they were trying to be good neighbors, and so they had all of us face the certain way because they didn't want all the... They had had complaints of the music being too loud, blasting into the neighborhood, so they made the music blast towards the freeway, which made the whole church, all the congregation was sitting towards the rising sun, and we were all, like, blind. It was the worst. Anyhow, and so we did that 1 week, and then we were like, okay, we're going online until this thing's over. We're not sitting in the middle of a prickly field burning our retinas.
Oh my gosh, you should have just had that neighborhood turned on Jesus. Well, maybe a couple people would come on over.
Well, it's not like we have sunrise services it's fully 9 o'clock. Shut up.
Yeah.
The music's good. Close your eyes and put your hands up and get into it. And let us not face the rising sun. Anyway. So we're out of the habit of, and then this condo, going over to the condo on the weekends has just made, I just have lost all sense of the Lord.
I miss church big time.
Right?
You miss it so much.
I do, but honestly, I'm getting used to not going and I don't like that. That makes me uncomfortable. Right. So anyway, it's starting up again tomorrow. And in addition to that, since Lane is in middle school now, we're having church. Her church is at night.
Okay.
So they have their own church plus small groups so that they can kind of process what they talked about in church or whatever. And so that means she doesn't have anything to do on Sunday mornings. Well, she's still going to come with us, but she's going to be really mad about it. There's just like no childcare or whatever. Nothing for her.
Right.
And we go to a church that really does a lot of cool stuff with kids. And so to all of a sudden... sitting in with the adults? Are you kidding me right now? Do you hate me? That's kind of what she's thinking. So anyway, what's giving me life is I got a phone call from her fifth grade leader.
Right.
And what they do starting in sixth grade is you have a leader and they're with you until you graduate from high school. So sixth through 12th, same person. And it's like she's like a young girl. She's your small group leader and you like go on trips with her, and she's like your
person. That's wonderful. What a good idea.
The whole group is the same for the whole 7 years or whatever. And so the girl that I hope she would have, her name's Ashton, and she's really awesome. And she called me yesterday, and she's like, hey, I'm Lane's leader. And I was so excited. And I didn't ask. I asked Lane, do you have a preference of, like, the girls in your group? And she's like, I don't care, which I expected because she don't be caring.
Right.
So I just was like, well, Lord, I hope it is okay. My full prayer is that it is okay. Anyway, and so Ashton's her leader, and she super likes Ashton, and Ashton really likes Lane. And so I'm excited that they're going to be together.
I love that.
Ages, yeah.
What a great idea. So they must really vet these girls. Like, do you have any plans to move? Will you live here forever? Are you always going to be cool? Are you going to dye your hair crazy colors?
Yeah.
I mean, which is encouraged probably for Lane.
Probably. Yeah, no. And she said, listen, I don't serve anywhere else. This is my only thing that I do. And I would be honored to go to any horseback stuff. I want to be as involved in her life as she would like and you would like. I was like, listen, Ashton, I need as much help as I can get. Do you want to take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'll take the rest of the week?
Ashton, pack a bag. We have great closets.
So anyway, that's giving me life. Because I didn't even think to pray for that. It just was exactly what we needed. And I just was, it's like sometimes you get stuff and you're like, oh God, you're so sweet to us. And I didn't even think to ask for that, but it's exactly what we needed. So.
Is that a new program that your church is doing, or has it been that way and she's just coming into it?
Yeah, she's just coming into it.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. So what's giving you life?
What's giving me life is, you know, quarantine, watching a lot of TV, right?
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it? Okay. TV shows. I wanted to tell you a couple TV shows that I've been liking.
Yeah.
First one, let's get it out of the way. I guess speak my truth, but some people might not like to hear it. Okay?
Okay.
Here it is.
Click. That's me buckling up. Click.
Oh, good. I love the show Shrill with Aidy Bryant.
No idea what you're even talking about there.
Okay. There are religious things that people might not like. There are political things that people might not like.
Got
there
it.
Are social issues that people might not like, and that's fine. But it is hilarious and great, and I love it. The first scene of season 2, if you can handle language, I suggest anybody watch it. It is the funniest, 5 minutes of TV I've ever seen.
The first episode of season 2.
The very first scene. I mean, it opens up, because I showed Brandon. I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What did he think?
He loved it.
Okay.
So all he watched is the recap of season 1, and I didn't explain anything to him, because season 2 starts the second that season 1 ended.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Okay.
So anyway.
Well, is season 1 good?
Season 1's good, yeah. And I just blew through season 2. But if you're sensitive, just skip it on, ski up. Okay. But if you're not, enjoy that, because Aidy Bryant's the bomb. Okay.
Okay.
Next thing that's giving me life is the show Alone on the History Channel.
That already makes me feel nervous.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
They get some people that are trained survivalist people.
Okay.
It's basically Survivor, but you are really alone and you are surviving in the woods. You're allowed to bring 10 items. It's on its 7th season. So it's like a show that's been going on for a while.
It's like the actual icebreaker that everybody uses on the first day of something. If you're going and you can have only 10 items. And, you know, if it's a Christian one and you don't say the Bible, everyone's like, ooh, yeah, we knew you weren't really in the club.
Burn. Face the freeway. So you can bring 10 items from an approved list that they have. You have some idea of where you're going, but they drop you off there. You're never going to run into anybody else, but everybody's in the same type of area. They're 5-10 miles away from each other. And you have to set up camp and you have to make your own shelter. And there's bears and wolverines. That's a real animal.
I did not know that. No.
Yes. Yeah.
How's it different than a wolf? Just a regular old wolf.
Sharper teeth and more scrappy.
Are they bigger? Do they walk on their back legs?
Oh, they're small.
Do they wear striped t-shirts? What's happening?
When I think of Wolverine, I think of claws coming out. Isn't he an X-Men guy? Wolverine?
I believe.
No, it's a scrappy skunk. That will mess you up.
Okay.
So anyway, people are bow and arrowing things and slingshotting things.
I believe it's called archery.
Oh, they're archering things.
Still not right. Okay.
It's really good. So anyway, the later seasons are better. We started with 6 and then we went to 1 and 1's quite boring. And then we bumped up to 7. So it's really good.
Is it a watch with your kids thing?
We do. They cuss because they're, you know, like trying to survive.
They're running away from Wolverines.
Exactly. But everything's beeped out. And yeah, we do watch it with the kids sometimes. It's mostly Brandon and I, but if we really want to watch it and we can't watch it later, we'll watch it with the kids.
What's it on?
History Channel.
Oh, I don't have that. Is there a way just to get that and not get...
You know, the bundles and the subscriptions, it's too much to bear.
Yeah. Right now, we have Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix, and I just don't even know. The kids want Disney Plus, and I just don't think so.
You can't handle it.
I don't know. I really want to see Hamilton.
I think you can go on the History Channel website. That's how you can get it.
Okay.
Maybe.
I like that.
Okay, the last one's giving me life is...
I had no idea we were doing, like, multiples.
Well, it's TV shows. I mean, it's kind of a cop-out. It's not that fun.
Okay, it is that fun? Okay, great. Go ahead. Continue.
Don't be mad at me about giving you a bonus content. All right, the last thing that's giving me life is a show we started at the beginning of quarantine, and we loved it. It was Friday Night Lights, and we're so late to the party. Did I already tell you about it?
I even know you're late. You didn't tell me about that, but here's the deal. I tried watching it, but I don't understand football and I don't care about it. But you like it, right?
You don't have to, because there is a boy on that show. I looked it up. He's older than me, so it's fine. He is the most attractive person I've ever seen in my life. Tim Riggins. And if you know, you know. Holy smokes.
Okay.
So anyway, that's a good show. And so there's a mom on the show. Like, the mom and dad are like the best parents ever. Everybody loves them. They're just lovable.
Yeah.
People. Well, Tammy Taylor is the mom, and Milk and Honey Teas just came out with a new line of shirts.
Okay.
And one of them is Tammy Taylor for president. And I bought that and it's on the way and I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness. That's good. I've seen that shirt before, but I didn't know who she was and why we wanted her to be the president. Okay.
All right. What's killing you softly?
It's also middle school related. Okay. This is the way I like to parent. Let them do whatever they want until they jack it on up. And then you got to get involved.
Great.
I start with all the freedom and I slowly have to take it back.
That's perfect.
Well, my daughter wants all the freedom and also to do whatever she daggum heck pleases.
Okay.
But that's not how that works. Every day I'm saying, did you do your homework? And every day she's like, yes, I did. And I'm like, that's so cool. And then cut to tomorrow. Did you do your homework? Yes, I did. That's so cool. Well, it turns out there's a parent portal at the school district that I just discovered.
No. Yes. Tell me. I want to know what that parent portal looks like.
This particular login of the parent portal looks, it's desolate. It's like apocalyptic. Everything is red and missing and late and F's. It's bad. So I log in, and unfortunately I did it right before I went to bed last night. And I was like, well, what to my wondering eyes does appear? But she has not been doing her homework. She has been doing the things she's supposed to do. And so my mind is reeling like, okay, is it because she thinks she is and she's actually not, or she knows she isn't and she like thinks she can just accidentally slide into graduation? Like, okay, she knows there's no horseback if you get a C, because you are not great at school, but you are not stupid. You are smart.
Right.
So she's managing to just get C's in everything. Even choir. That is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
So hard for me because I love school and I killed it. Right. Currently still killing it at school.
Right.
And so it's just beyond me why you wouldn't love it and kill it.
Right.
But I know I certainly don't want to make her feel bad, but she feels like organization is something terrible that I came up with. And so she wants to buck against it as a personal affront to me. And so I said, you can organize however you want to organize, but you got to organize because you now have 7 classes.
Right.
And these teachers don't care about you like your elementary school. They have more kids and it's a lot more, you know, independent and whatever. And so I'm 5 weeks in. I'm letting the ship sink, but this morning we started bucketing the water over the sides. We're going to try to save this. We've
Oh my God. Do you have life jackets on?
We have
board?
We're in the dinghy.
Put those on. Okay.
We are swabbing the deck. I don't know what's happening, but we're trying. So I
Our matey.
I know. I wish pirates would just come and like finish it. I now know that my daughter graduating high school is going to be the crowning achievement of my life because we literally have 7 years. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So here's what we did. I sat down with her. Both of us had opened the thing. She didn't know it existed. I didn't know it existed. We both found out, you know, within. I said, look what I found. And she's like, whoa. We both did not know that was happening. And so we went class. But also, to add insult to injury, she's been marked absent probably 9 or 10 times in 5 weeks. Like, she's literally going to put me in jail for truancy.
Oh, for every single class?
Yeah. But I'm going to get in trouble because she's not doing what right. she needs to do. But she is going to class.
Right.
It's just online and it's confusing and whatever. So we went class by class and I said, you need to email your teacher and show me the draft because she's not allowed to email not school district emails. Right. So I said, I need to see the draft. I need to see what you said because you need to address the absences, the missing work, the late work. You need to let them know, I redid this thing you wanted me to do. I don't know why this thing got this grade. Help me know how I can fix it. We'd do that 7 times for 7 different things. Plus, she had to do all the things she was missing that she didn't know she was missing. And so I said, I want you to email them. She goes, well, we just G-chat with them. And so all of a sudden, I felt so old because I was like, you G-chat with your... I don't know. That just doesn't feel academic enough. Like, what are we doing here? So then
right.
I said, okay, so you need to tell them this, this, this. Then I started realizing I need her to read me what she just typed to her teacher. So it'd be like out of the middle of nowhere. I've never typed with this kid before. There's no chat history. So I was marked absent on this day and I wasn't absent. How do we fix that? And I'm like, okay.
Right.
So...
you have to start at the very beginning.
I know. Introduction. Yeah. I said, listen, sister, I don't ever compare you to your brother. You guys are such different people.
Right.
Great and lovely people. But if you notice the way people respond to him, it's very different. But it's because he does things like please and thank you. And, you know, whatever, like all the niceties that you feel like are silly.
Right.
They're really going to make you go far in life. So think of it, do it for you. This right. is not for them. This is for you. So we started ending everything with, let me know if you need anything else from me. Thank you. And so it was a really good teachable moment, but oh my gosh, it feels, I think we both just felt the weight of middle school.
Right.
It's a really big adjustment.
Yeah. And all the social norms that are difficult for her anyway, but even just, I know adults that do not construct good emails. And they want things from me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, even we were pulling out of the we were pulling out of the parking lot on the first day of school. And Eric's like, I would never want to go back and do this again. Like dropping her off on her first day of middle school.
Yeah.
Blech.
So your kids are in school now?
Yeah. They've had 3 days in school.
Okay. That's a lot. I loved middle school, but I think that's very rare.
Yeah. I love 7th grade, but 8th and 9th grade was not great. Thanks, yeah. Michelle Rodriguez.
Boo.
If the first thing you do when you wake up is look at your phone, I do it too, then try this. Instead of checking social media, open the Abide app and start your day in the spirit and peace of the Lord. Or maybe your deal is that you can't fall asleep. You can find rest as you listen to bedtime stories, which are not just for kids, by the way, by Abide. Doze off peacefully as you meditate on God's word. Maybe you're stressed out during the day. Do you find yourself on your phone constantly? Stop checking social media. Pop open the Abide app and boop, ease your mind. So Abide is the #1 Christian meditation app. Abide users report less stress, lower levels of anxiety and depression, and better sleep. So for a limited time, our listeners will get 25% off a premium subscription when you visit abide.co/mom. So this isn't going to take you a super long time. The meditations start at about 2 minutes long. They're easy to fit into your schedule. And there are so many different kinds of topics. the stuff that we talk about on the show a lot. Anxiety, managing stress, addiction and recovery, finding forgiveness, and more. And back to those bedtime stories, they're great for kids and adults. That might be fun for you to do with your kiddos. Join the millions of people using Abide, Christians just like you. Get started now with 25% off premium subscriptions by downloading the Abide app at abide.co/mom. You'll get additional stories and meditations, premium music, soothing sounds, and more. Support our show and get 25% off by going to abide.co/mom. That's abide.co/mom to download the Abide app and get 25% off your premium subscription.
All right. What's Killing Me Softly is not any lighter. It's actually darker than yours.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm going to try to keep it light.
Keep it up here.
So my kids started back to school and it was half days for the first week.
Oh, okay.
And the first 2 days were amazing.
Okay. For you or them?
For me. Like they, no, they're happy. I'm happy. Okay. I got some time, I can do some things.
Yeah.
Everything's good for 2 half days.
Wow.
And then that worthless feeling sinks in.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Like, done with all my chores. And my meals are planned. And, you know, the HelloFresh is on the way. And then I'm like, you're nothing. Like, you have nothing going on. And it's so...
Sorry.
I hate this worthless feeling.
Katie.
It always happens. It happens every time that I start to get my life together or the kids, you know, become busy in something. We've got ducks in a row and I'm eating right and I'm reading the Bible and I'm working out and I've got things planned. Everything is good. And then I'm just like, you, like, what are you? What do you have to offer? Like, what are you doing with your life? I hate it.
That's such a lie. Katie, I'm sorry.
Why? Why when everything is going good, it just sinks in?
I think you really love helping people. And so when everything's sorted, I don't know, looking at it from my perspective, looking at your situation, I feel worthless because I'm not working out and I'm not reading the Bible and I'm not eating right and everything's on fire.
Yeah.
It's funny how, I mean, we have an enemy who hates us and he lies to us all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It isn't true.
Thank you. And I know it's not. I know it's not real life. And I know that right now is a time when I'm open to things. Something is going to change. It always does. Something always happens.
Right.
And it falls perfectly into place. And it's like, oh my gosh, amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting around for that to happen. But this, it's like, it is like clear as day, you are worthless. And it's one of the only things that I hear regularly.
Bless your heart. I am so sorry. That sucks.
Okay.
And it's not true.
It went real dark.
No, that's...
but it's real.
Yeah, I appreciate
it
you sharing
It is real.
That. I think that it's very normal to feel that when a shift changes, right? I mean, Joni just went to kindergarten, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like a big... Can you imagine the empty nest? Like you're...
No.
Feeling like the first, you know what I mean? This is like a first empty nest pang.
Yeah, it is. And then I'm like, okay, well, geez, I'm 33. I can't be feeling like this for the rest of my life.
You
just a lot of pressure also. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Feels
hurry
bad.
Up and matter about something.
Yeah. Right. So anywho, I know it's something's going to happen.
Hmm.
And I know that. But right now. I don't feel good.
I'm so proud of you for still doing the things that you know are going to be good for you.
Thanks.
Because that can only help. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Everything's going to be fine.
Okay.
All right. So I learned a couple of new things. So do you want to know what I learned?
I do.
My time alone on the floor. Okay. So I learned that, have you heard the kids say, send it?
No.
It basically, yeah, I've heard it a couple of times and I'm like, well, there's no way I'm going to figure out. I'm going to have to look up what that means later. It basically means spend it. And how easy is that to remember? It rhymes.
Okay, hold it. So you're spending money. So you say send it when you're about to spend money.
Okay, so it's something you can say before you do something risky. Like, I'm still going to send it, apparently.
Okay.
So it's a guy and he's getting ready to do something on it looks like a snowblower. Are you silly? I'm still going to send it.
It means just do it or say yes to something. Don't think about it. Have confidence. Just send it.
All right. Well, I think that we should just challenge ourselves to either send it once this week or just say send it. Okay? Okay. We're switching from, are you into that too?
Just send it.
Just send it. So this other one, are you into that? When Walmart puts your groceries in the back of your car, do you put the eggs up front?
No, they always want to talk about the eggs.
And the bread, too.
They must really get reamed by some people with problems. That's what I think. Because they all feel traumatized when it comes to, well, do you want your meat in a separate bag? I just want to, like, pet them on the head and be like, honey.
Their hands are trembling. What about the eggs? And then during COVID times, I'm like, what? Why would I want? I don't want you up here in the front of my car.
I don't even want you in the back of my car.
Send it. Okay. Hand towels.
Okay.
Like the ones used in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Have you noticed they have a little loop on them? Like the tag is in the shape of a little loopy piece of fabric.
Maybe some of them are.
Some of them. I have seen people in bathrooms hang on a hook the hand towel by the little fabric piece. Have you ever seen that in real life? I'm shopping for hand towels right now, and I'm seeing a whole lot of that.
I have seen that in the kitchen. I've never seen it. I've never managed to make it work for me.
Too long. In what space can you have a towel that long?
Well, what I accidentally did was bought a really lot of, they're called bar towels for the kitchen, but they're squares. And those have a loop, and so they hang up a little. They're like oversized washcloths.
Oh, do you like that
shape? But they're thinner. No, I just bought way too many of them, too. Because I put them over my oven handle.
Right.
And because they're squares, they're always on the floor.
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah.
So I'm not into that. Okay.
So you're not into hanging things by the loop?
No. You would have to put your hook in such a crazy place to have such a long towel hanging.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that, something that has been ridiculous. I didn't have hooks in the condo bathrooms.
Okay.
So I needed a place to put a hand towel. And so I went to Home Goods and I got the hand towel thing that sits on the counter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's too short. So the hand towel just like, it's probably 4 inches too short. But that's exactly what it was meant to do.
Right.
Like, you have the one job. So it looks like I'm hanging a bath towel somewhere that a hand towel should be. But really, it's a hand towel holder and that's a hand towel.
Man, there's something so sloppy about a hand towel just, like, sitting on a counter. Like a couple inches of it just, like,
I know. Just, and during a pandemic, stop it right now. Are you trying, so you have a death wish. So you're suicidal. So let's institutionalize you. Look what you're trying to do.
Oh,
anyway, so I threw those right in the trash because, of course, I threw away the receipt.
Oh, man.
Oh, speaking of something that's giving me life, since you said 93, I want to say two.
Okay.
I paid $60 and I got my car detailed.
Okay.
I've never done that before. I always do the $6 car wash where you vacuum it yourself.
Right.
And even that, I feel guilty about it because I could probably just like cart the hose out and do it myself in the backyard.
Right.
But I never have the things I need to do a good job on the inside of the car.
Gotcha.
So it always looks, and there's, when I'm the passenger, my feet are on the dashboard.
That's so true. Emily don't wear shoes. Emily don't sit conventionally. She sits on the floor and she puts her feet on the dash. I mean, not at the same time. Like,
I am in a perfect V, folded in half.
If she's coming to your house to hang out with you and drink coffee, she's probably going to sit on the floor, is what I'm saying.
Yes. But in the car, I'm not going to have my legs down. I'm going to sit like a normal person with my butt in the chair, but my feet are going on the dashboard. So there's like toe prints all over, like straight up feet prints. My daughter now does the same thing. So someone always has their feet on the dashboard.
Right.
So anyway, I went and I looked up, because it always has to be the best, because I have a problem, the best detailing in my town.
Yeah.
And so I found a place called Terrific Tommy's or something. And so despite the name, I went to Terrific Tommy. Oh, Tommy Terrific. I'm like, are you for real, Tommy?
He sounds like a child.
I know. Yeah, it's just a random boy with a
Bartell.
Anyway, so I went there and the guy was so sweet. There was a $30 one and a $60 one. And my car, because of all the driving I've been doing to go to the condo, we have some serious bug death has happened on the front of this car. It's a mess.
Right.
And it kind of fits it because it's Subaru. So you're like, yeah, I've been off-roading. But I really hadn't been. I'm just dirty. So anyway, I went with the $60 one. Yeah, I did. I sent it. Yeah. And I walked in. The nicest lady greeted me, took my $60, and said, you get two free drinks. Would you like wine? Would you like beer? Would you like me to make you a latte? Would you like this? Would you like that? The music playing was like spa music. And she escorted me over to all these like leather chairs to sit and read. It was the most magnificent. I've never in my life enjoyed a car wash so much.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. What'd you get to drink?
Well, I got a glass of wine because it was like 11:30 in the morning. But I'm like, well, okay, you did offer it. And then I had her make me a latte and it was just so good.
She would have sat you down for a detailing that would take like 30 minutes and given you two glasses of wine.
And then sent me on my way in my car.
That's crazy.
No, but it did. It took an hour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I had a book I have been loving. So David Sedaris, do you know who he is?
No.
He's a humorist. He's hysterical. Okay. He writes books.
Okay.
So I've been reading his latest book, and it just makes you laugh right out loud. So anyway, me and David just sat there, and I got my car detailed. Anyway, and they did such a good job.
That's awesome.
Such a good job. So anyway.
After a detailing, it's so easy to get in there and be like, I paid so much money and they didn't even do this and that. So I'm glad to hear they did a good job.
Yeah, they sure did. And then I went to Bath & Body Works.
Yes.
Do you have to say Bed Bath & Beyond before you can get to Bath & Body Works?
It's like a mental tick that everybody's brain has been installed
Bed, Bath
with.
Bed Bath & Beyond Body Works. Gosh, it's the worst. So I went to the one that sells the smelly things. And got some smells for my house. No, car.
Yeah.
For my house on wheels. Also, something that's giving me life. They're just coming right out of the woodwork right now.
Look how great your life is.
So, sending the kids back to school. I'm not worried about the germs.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me. But something good is to have some hand sanitizer that they can use.
Yes.
And getting them pumped about it to use it is important. You know, they have the tiny hand sanitizers at Bath and Body Works.
Do they have the ones that strap onto the backpack? Because I was looking for those today.
Yes. Tons of them. They have ones that are, you shove it up in something that looks like an alligator or a dinosaur or a unicorn or a mermaid. There are so many fun ones. So
okay,
I let the kids each pick out a thing like that. And Porter loves cats. So the other day he said, well, Lane told me that as soon as she gets old enough, she's going to smoke. And as soon as I get old enough, I'm going to have 100 cats. I was like, oh, good.
Your kids are going to be awesome.
They're on their way. So anyway, when we went to get them the little hand sanitizer holders, because I don't want her to smell like smoke too soon.
Oh my gosh.
Just
this
kidding.
Will help you mask the smoke, honey.
I'm so proud of you and everything you've become. When we got it, Porter found a lanyard with a cat on it.
Oh, nice.
So, of course, and it's got whiskers and it lights up, and it was a giant waste of money, because why does a cat lanyard need to light up? But that's fine. Anyway, so we got them each like a bunch of hand sanitizers and a holder for them. And that's fun because then I know they're using it during the day.
For sure. Yeah. I'm going to look into that because I was looking for those today at Target and I was like, man, I know I've seen 100,000 of those stupid things that before this, I have thrown away so many tiny hand sanitizers that were almost... We didn't know. And the stupid things that attach them to yourself. Like, why would I ever attach a hand sanitizer to anything? Meanwhile, I want one on every belt loop I've ever had on my bra straps and my earrings.
This is so funny. No, they have tons of good ones. Really good smells now. Oh, giving me my...
Oh my goodness.
Number 83.
This is number 5, guys.
The smell that I have on my current purse is coconut pumpkin latte.
No.
And Lane is like, did you special order that? Like, that's everything you love. Everything you love.
This scent's called white girl attack.
No kidding. You're basic.
Oh, man. Yeah. Is it nice?
It's really nice. Yeah.
Very good. All right, guys. Well, sorry I was such a downer. Emily brought it on up. Brought it on up.
You know, everybody appreciates you being real. Thank you, ladies. This is it. We've come to the end of it. I can't think of anything else to brag about. My perfect life. Just kidding.
We hope that you laughed in an inappropriate place.
Send
Bye.
It.
That's way better. Can we please end it with that now?
Sure.
All right, guys.
Send it. And now, here's a clip from the Patreon episode that came out this morning. Killing You Softly, Rebecca.
Okay, so I can't remember exactly, because I feel like I have the early stages of dementia, as we have talked about this before. I'm very concerned about it. I can't remember why we hired these two men to come to our house.
Oh, no.
Which you would think that I would remember the railing, reason, but...
The front door?
Wasn't the railing? I don't know. It wasn't the front door. Anyways, it was to do some sort of heavy lifting, maybe. I don't know what it was. Or maybe they were delivering something. Some two guys pull up to our house and come in. And I knew they were coming.
Okay.
And I open the door and I say, hi, how are you guys?
This sounds
That's
cool.
That's kind of an awkward opening, but it's fine.
Real chill story.
I think now that I'm processing,
I'm breezy.
I think they were delivering our king size bed. Okay, so it was very heavy. I knew it was coming. I was very excited for my king size bed to arrive, and so I opened the door. I was like, "Hey, how are you guys?" And he's like, "Living the dream." And I was like, "Wow, great! Not everyone can say that about their life." And then after they left, Neil's like, you know, like living the dream is like not really what people say when they're loving their life. And I thought he was being serious. I thought he was, Neil's like, they're delivering heavy furniture for their job. But I just was like, wow, that is so great.
It's inspiring.
That you are living your dream. I'm so happy for you.
I'm going back to school. Like you make a big life change because you're so impacted.
You get out your podcast microphone.
I have some things to say.
Let me interview you.
I just was very embarrassed at the end after they were gone, and I couldn't recover from that.
That's hysterical.
So, yeah, I don't know how that's killing me softly, except it was a funny story.
Awkward interactions are the best.
Yeah. So, living the dream is not actually what they mean.
I love that Neil had to be like, hey, babe.
And I love that he waited till they were gone.
You're wiping a tear from your eye as they leave.
I hope to one day be like you, kind sir.
Anyways, I hope he was inspired by my genuine, like, response. I think
so. Probably thought you were mocking him.
He probably did.
That's hysterical. That's my favorite.
If you would like to hear the rest of that episode plus over 100 more, join us at patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. You'll be filling your ear holes with our bonus episodes, filling your eyes with behind-the-scenes video episodes, and warming your heart with our amazing Strug community. Plus, you'll get access to live events and merch. See you over there!